Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Defense lawyers for the former FBI agent who helped James Whitey Bulger elude arrest for years are trying to get him out of prison today now that an appeals court in Florida has overturned his murder conviction. But if he's released, John Connolly could end up facing new charges here in Massachusetts. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Forget Johnny Depp and the making of just another Hollywood movie about Whitey Bulger. In the real story that never fails to surprise, John Connolly, long ago consigned to prison in Florida for a 40-year sentence, may soon be coming back home, where he gained fame and notoriety. At his trial in 2008, prosecutors had presented the theory that Connolly participated in a plot with Bulger and his mob to kill a businessman in Florida. Connolly's alleged role was warning Bulger that John Callahan would likely give them all up if he wasn't stopped. Connolly was charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy, but the jury convicted him of a lesser charge that was included for the jury's consideration at the last moment and over the protests of the defense.
In an attempt to circumvent the statute of limitations that's long since passed, the state created this whole idea of having a gun during the commission of this crime.
That's Craig Trichino, co-director of the Innocence Clinic at the University of Miami, who joined Connolly's appeal last year. Because there was a 4-year statute of limitations on second-degree murder, Connolly would not have served any time if convicted. But by including the charge, second-degree murder with a firearm, the prosecution enabled Connolly to be sent away for 40 years. Before the sentencing, defense attorney Manny Cassabile was emphatic.
The case law is crystal clear that the defendant has to be present at the scene of the shooting, plus has to be armed at the scene of the shooting during the shooting or during the criminal act.
There was no dispute that Connolly was 1,200 miles away from the shooting and that the shooter was hitman John Martorano, who said he killed Callahan because Bulger told him to.
And you told the jury that you shot him twice in the head?
Once or twice.
Martorano said the gun was his, but prosecutors argued that didn't matter. Connolly was guilty simply by virtue of being in possession of a gun at the time of the murder. Here's what prosecutor Michael Von Zampt told me at the time of the trial.
When he's meeting with these people and he's giving them information, he is possessing and carrying that firearm.
He meets the standard by virtue of having a gun in Massachusetts?
Yeah, that's correct.
Even though having a gun was a condition of his employment with the FBI?
We didn't choose Mr. Connolly's occupation, he did. We didn't choose for Mr. Connolly to turn around and become a corrupt agent, he did.
The ruling by the appeals court declared Connolly's lawyers were right and the prosecution was wrong, and the court had committed an error with regard to the firearm charge. That ruling by the Third District Court of Appeals had actually been predicted by the judge at the time of the sentencing. Again, attorney Craig Trichino.
Unfortunately for John, the motion was filed a few days too late, so Judge Blake couldn't grant it. He wanted to, but he didn't have the authority.
But it took 3 years and an order from the state Supreme Court to make a ruling before the Court of Appeals finally granted Connolly's appeal, leaving supporters and friends like former FBI agent Richard Baker bitter.
How much more powerful of a statement is that to have a trial judge say that John Connolly was not guilty of the charge of second-degree murder while armed?
In Boston, former Assistant U.S. Attorney Brian Kelly, who recently prosecuted Whitey Bulger, called Connolly's victory in Florida a Hail Mary pass that connected.
It's a true technicality of law. It has nothing to do with whether he was innocent. It's a charging and notice issue.
Indeed, the Court of Appeals made clear it was not judging the merits of the prosecution's case, but sticking to the law. Connolly's lawyers assert he cannot be retried in Florida. The state could go back to the appeals court to seek a review and reversal of the order, or go to the state Supreme Court and seek a reversal. Amidst the prospect of legal ping pong, one of his supporters said Connolly last night had not yet seen the opinion and was somewhat in shock. So too was one of the families of Bulger's murder victims, who said they were disgusted. I asked Brian Kelly,
does John Connally have any kind of exposure to charges if he returns to Massachusetts?
Well, the state authorities could pursue a murder charge in the Halloran Donahue matter based upon the testimony in the Bulger case.
Those two murders of Brian Halloran and Michael Donahue are connected to the murder of that Florida victim, John Callahan. Connally's lawyers are hoping to have him back in Boston soon, where, as one of them predicts, John won't be at a loss for words. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.